Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. Fun Friday here on the show, you know what that means? Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today, and hopefully it'll work out better than the last time Filthy was on the show with me, but we got a lot to get into here today. SmackDown is tonight, and we got some qualifying matches for this women's ladder match gimmick, which is coming up at SummerSlam. Collision, of course, is coming up this weekend. We got a lineup for that show. It is the lead-in to AW Redemption, which has taken place on Sunday. Tony Khan did a media call yesterday talking about some of the things he said on that show. We've got the an update on the Paramount Skydance merger, some ratings notes for NXT, which did very well. Updates on the no-compete clauses that have expired for those released by WWE. Bayley, we got a TNA release, and plenty more. Should mention, big congratulations today to Royce Keyes. Today, in his hometown of East Palo Alto, California, Mayor Webster Lincoln. That's the mayor's name, Webster Lincoln. Recognized today, July 23rd, actually it was yesterday, as Royce Keyes Day in the city, recognizing him for his accomplishments in AEW and WWE, along with how he's remained proud of his hometown and inspired the youth of East Palo Alto. So congratulations to Royce Keyes, a former powerhouse Hobbs, for Royce Keyes Days in East Palo Alto, California. If you want to text us today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. You want to show everyone your new computer?
Sure, but for those of you that can't see, it's a brand new MacBook Neo.
Lime with, green.
With Touch ID and wow. The extra storage.
Very fancy.
I got it almost specifically because it is...
Should I play this video?
Well, not yet, but it is damn near impossible to do the show on the road. Like last week when I was overseas, and next week I'll be on the road too, but it's much easier to do it on the MacBook rather than on the iPad. But while I was buying the MacBook, I had to choose a colorway. And they have an indigo blue, they have a blush, which is pink, there's the silver, and there's the green, which I went with. However, you know, I'm looking at the colors, and I thought to myself, that green, that is way too on brand for me. That's what everybody would expect me to have, so I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to do something different. But I came across this audio from a review video that I believe Brian is set to play.
Look at that. If you have both of these, people are going to think either you are a very bold, confident person or you're a clown. So who should...
A very bold, confident person or a clown.
Yes, you will be a clown. And Brian, would you like to share what else that man was holding up in the review?
Yeah, he was holding up the orange iPhone. And
who has that orange iPhone?
So I had to get a new phone because my other battery would just like die. It was just dying. And I went to the AT&T store actually because I have AT&T, and usually I just go to the Apple store. But I thought, you know, AT&T, they seem to like offer all these deals. So I went in there, and the guy's like, "You got your old phone?" And my old phone, like, I had bought it at a Walmart, of all places. It was just like I walked into a Walmart, and I was like, I could probably use a new phone, and they had like these deals or whatever. And so I bought a new iPhone, but it was like it had just come out, apparently, so they didn't have cases. And so I was like, I'll just take it without a case. And, you know, Walmart had some deal. If it breaks for any reason, they replace it. So I was like, I don't need a case for a few weeks. I'll wait till the new cases come out. Turns out I never got a new case. I walked around with no case on my iPhone for like 4 years or whatever. And amazingly, it was in fine shape. The guy at the AT&T store goes, "We'll give you $1,200 trade-in value for it." I went, "What? Okay." So I got like the brand spanking new iPhone, and they have, as you noted, colorways. And I think the colorways were, it was like silver, indigo blue, or the only other option was bright orange. It's like, that's your only three options for this phone. So
So what happens when you let Zack Sabre Jr. pick the colorways?
It was like the other two were boring, but like the only other option was something completely outlandish. And so I was like, whatever. Give me the orange one! And so I got the bright orange one, which is an indication that, what did the guy say? You're confident or a clown?
That's correct.
Yeah, I didn't get a case either, so I've been rolling the dice ever since I got it. So you and me, Tom, we're both outlandish and or clowns. As we learned on the last show, in fact.
No.
Yeah, we sure did.
We're clowns.
I guess that's true. Outlandish clowns. Listen, we got some news to get into here today because Orange Crush is coming on in the final segment of the show. So let's get into the news here. SmackDown is tonight, and we have a lineup. We got CM Punk and Cody Rhodes reacting after their confrontation at Saturday night's main event, where I guess CM Punk hit him with the belt as he threw it over his shoulder.
Well, they've interacted since then as well. Yes, they interacted backstage in a segment in which they argued, which was quite well done, where actually Trick Williams was the voice of reason trying to calm down Cody Rhodes, of all people. And then they did something at the Fan Addicts Fan Fest.
Yes.
As well. So
Fanatics, yeah. We also have Gunther discussing his SummerSlam match against Nick Aldis. We have Charlotte Flair versus Nia Jax in a qualifying match. And we also have Chelsea Green and Kiana James in a qualifying match. The winners go on to a ladder match for the interim, whatever title Rhea has, which she will then face the winner of when she returns sometime in the fall.
Yes, and then the winner of that will face Cyril Gane.
Is that right?
For the perennial interim championship of the world.
Pause in the potential mega merger between Paramount and Warner Brothers has been extended further. On Thursday, District Court Judge Araceli Martinez Olguin extended Monday's initial 14-day temporary restraining order through August 18th. That will give both sides time to, quote, come to an agreement on the schedule and format for legal proceedings on a preliminary injunction, which would freeze the transaction until the case is decided, if granted. So this thing's going nowhere fast, in other words, which I think we all figured was going to happen. But obviously, you know, AEW wants it to go through as quickly as possible because, I mean, I can tell you this, okay? And we'll talk about Tony's media call in a second. A lot of people say a lot of things, especially promoters. They like to say a lot of things. And Tony Khan has publicly stated that he really wants this to go through. And I can tell you that he really wants this to go through. So that is not a promoter just saying promoter things. He really, really wants this deal to go through. So we shall see what happens. Right now it is on pause. Now, he did a media call yesterday. As always, he talked about a lot of things. But there are two things that I want to talk about. One is, you know, when that whole Sammy Guevara thing went down, where Sammy Guevara tweeted new bio and then people looked at the new bio and it didn't have AEW in it, and so they presumed he had removed it, and it became this big story, and turns out AEW had never been in his bio, and there was no change in his status, and nothing had changed. Well, in trying to figure out what was going on, I was talking to people. I had multiple people tell me that Ty Mello had asked for her release, and I was told this was months ago. I was told it had been denied, and that's what I reported. And he was asked about this on the media call, and he said that she made the request a few weeks ago. It initially took him by surprise. She asked for her release following a match on Collision, which is true. She told him that she wanted to step away from wrestling. And he said that he now plans to grant the request. So she will be getting her AEW release. And I don't want to say 100% it's because of that news getting out. But, I mean, whether this happened months ago or weeks ago, how long does it take to give somebody a release? Now he's saying, I plan to give her the release. So anyway, she will be leaving. Sammy appears to be staying. He seems to be indicating she's not going to be doing any wrestling. I guess we'll see.
Which then begs my question of why you would want the release. If you know you're not going to be wrestling, why not just let it run out and continue to collect your money?
Well, if we're being completely honest, it's because I believe she wants to wrestle somewhere else. So we'll see. But that is what I believe, and we'll find out when she gets released. If she
it's
is
pro wrestling, we're not being completely honest.
Stepping away from the business, or if she wants to wrestle somewhere else. It would seem strange to want out of a contract that pays you guaranteed money every week to just not wrestle. But
right. I mean, I guess. I don't know.
And then when we come back from the break, I do want to talk about Swerve. Because he talked about Swerve as well and his status. Backing him up with more Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need. Celebrate responsibly.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Okay, so Tony Khan was asked about Swerve and why he isn't on the show Sunday. And he said that he will be with him at this weekend's Comic-Con in San Diego. He said that Strickland has been working on some things outside of wrestling, but that he is in, quote, very good standing with AEW and instructed to stay tuned as, quote, I'll be happy to answer more questions about that after Redemption. So, Tony's very clever in the way he answers a lot of these questions. A lot of people listen to this and they just made the presumption that Swerve is going to be at Redemption. And I cannot sit here and tell you that he won't be. I don't know, okay? But, I don't think that he's going to be at Redemption.
I think it is extremely unlikely that he will be there. What storyline would he fit into is really
well good. They need something if he's going to do Wembley, so you could start the build at the pay-per-view since Wembley's the next show. He could interfere in a match or show up after a match or whatever. Listen, I'm not saying it seems like
creating a problem that doesn't need to be solved. You know what I mean?
That happens a lot in wrestling, for being honest. I don't think he's going to be there, and I think it was very interesting the way that Tony worded that. I'll just leave it at that.
Why do you keep saying if we're being honest? It's wrestling. We're not being honest.
I'm always being honest.
Quit saying that.
I'm always being honest. Except when I say I like you.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, listen. Hey, I'm still not thrilled about dropping that F-bomb on Wednesday.
Well, whose fault is that?
You pushed literally, go and read the comments on YouTube, read the comments on the board, read the comments on the chat. Every single person, Tom pushed every single button until he snapped. Everybody says that. You know that. Lance said it. Everybody.
You
pushed every single button you knew how to push until I blew up.
How many buttons are on a toddler size?
Are we being honest, Tom, or are we not? Yeah. Every single button. So they had a weird thing with Bayley. So they got a SummerSlam tryout gimmick thing. And they put up a social media post a couple of days ago. And on the post were Robert Stone, Natty, Javon Evans, Shawn Michaels, and Bayley. However, they have put up another graphic, and now it says, access a private meet and greet with Javon, Ivy Nile, and Natty. And there's Shawn Michaels meet and greets with the prospects. And Bayley has absolutely vanished from the poster, from the advertising, from all of it. So they put her up there and then removed her. So that's very interesting. Don't know what to make of that. Alicia Fox has been released. Victoria Crawford, no longer with TNA.
I haven't seen her name pop up in a little bit.
Yeah.
She was kind of a focal point for a while there as they made the turn over to AMC, or right before that as well. So
she is gone. So if we're keeping...
Where's she going? The Hall of Fame?
That's a good question. We got Sinner and Saint, who asked for and were granted releases. Tessa Blanchard, Steve Maclin, Myla Grace, Eric Young, Mike Santana, Tommy Dreamer, and now Victoria Crawford. It's a lot of people gone.
Are we sure that Mike Santana is gone?
You know, I don't know what's going on with Mike Santana. Because I had someone there yesterday that were like, you're awfully confident about this name change. They were like, there's been no new trademarks for any new names. And I was like, okay, listen, I don't know for sure that he's changing his name, but, like, I watched the show. Tom watched the show. Vinny watched the show. Dave watched the show. You all watched the show. They went out of their way to not say the word Santana.
Was he born Mike Santana, or was he born Nasty?
He's clearly born Nasty, but, like, I think his real name is Mike Santana, isn't it? Mike Santana's real name? No, it's Mark Sanchez. Huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez?
Mark Sanchez.
That was a quarterback in the NFL for a long time.
Well, maybe he won't. I'll tell you one thing. He ain't going to WWE as Mark Sanchez. So that's out of the question. So we'll see if he gets a new name or not.
Nasty Sanchez. Has a good ring to it.
You're an idiot. You are an idiot. All right. 90-day no-competes have expired for a lot of WWE wrestlers. From the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, there will probably be somewhat of a hiring spree in the coming weeks. AEW potentially going to be one of the places looking to hire as they head further into the summer and All In's Wembley.
Hold on. Can you say that sentence again?
AEW potentially going to be one of the places looking to hire.
Okay, what are the other potential places? Of course AEW is potentially going to be a place looking to hire people.
Well, this is even more specific, all right? One source confirmed that there are at least seven names who are currently, quote, waiting to be signed. One source confirmed there, quote, maybe more, but I know of seven personally. So obviously, there's AEW, there's TNA, there's perhaps New Japan. I mean, there's places for people to go, but hey, listen, TNA just got rid of more people. So some of them clearly are going there. I'm sure AEW will pick up some. I know that, from talking to people in AEW, they aren't thrilled about anyone from anywhere of any sort getting hired just because there's so many people that never work already. But that's what happens when people get released. They get signed. So we will see who ends up going where over the next couple of weeks. I'm sure probably they got to debut somebody at Redemption, right?
No.
You don't think so?
Do they?
I think they do.
There's already so many people.
There are, but I'm saying I don't think AEW needs to hire anybody. I think they need to get rid of people. But, you know, if you're doing a pay-per-view that is already considered like an in-your-house level show, and you got a main event where nobody thinks the challenger could possibly win, and everybody feels like it's just a stop on the way to the real show, I think that for the people who pay their money for the show, I think that you probably should give them some sort of surprise for their $50. So that's why I advocate for it. But, I mean, I would prefer if they, you know, took somebody that they already have that they barely ever use and brought them back. That might be better. But I presume they will sign someone and debut them, would be my guess.
Motor City Machine Guns would be my personal choice as somebody who enjoys watching wrestling and would like to see them in what would probably be a multi-man, multi-person, multi-team tag title match at Wembley, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like they necessarily fit into a program with the Young Bucks, FTR, and Cope and Christian right off the bat, but if you're going for their biggest show of the year, I mean, why not bring them in? They've really been revolutionary when it comes to not only the in-ring style of tag team wrestlers, but wrestlers as a whole. When you take a look at the lay of the land in wrestling today, a lot of influence from the Motor City Machine Guns, Shelley and Sabin, when it comes to not only the way that wrestlers dress in the ring, the way they emote and the action that they present.
You know what's interesting is this show coming up on Sunday. They're at, how many tickets? 6,300 for the show, for the pay-per-view. And, you know, I've had people talk about the ticket sales and go, well, you know, Montreal really isn't an AEW market and this and that. Guys, you realize that 2.5 years ago, and granted they were doing bigger crowds for TV 2.5 years ago, but they ran a Dynamite here 2.5 years ago that did 5,000 paid. And there have not been a lot of shows of late that have come close to 5,000 paid for television. So I'm not sure that saying it's a bad market is necessarily the, it's the show. I mean, it's what it is. If it were MJF versus Kenny Omega for the title, I think it would be doing a lot more than 63.57. But that's where we are right now, so. New issue of the Observer, Dave notes, Thunder Rosa's time on Busted Open could be over now that it is WWE radio. You don't say? I can't say 100%, but 99% she's done. I mean, I know they've claimed that nothing will change. Or I guess they claim that the tone of the show will not change. But I would not be expecting Thunder Rosa to be appearing on Busted Open anymore. And then Tuesday's NXT, 690,000.
Are you gonna stop watching because Thunder Rosa is not on?
Busted Open?
Yeah.
No, it's not on my Tom, there's only one podcast that I listen to.
After Dark.
Bigfoot and Beyond with Cliff and Bobo. You should listen to it sometime. It's fun. Back in a moment with Orange Crush. Observer Live.
Thank God.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. Very happy to be joined by Orange Crush himself, Adam Abdallah, is here on the show. Adam, how are you doing today?
What's up, guys? I'm doing good. I'm on my way to Montreal.
Yes, you are. I was watching Produce last night. Fun time. Yeah, some good wrestling and some excellent. I'm a video package guy. So very impressed with the video packages. Tom, I don't like to put the guy over, did a great job on commentary. Got some musical acts. Got a cool vibe. And I think you're two shows down and Montreal's coming up on Monday. So how you feeling about all of this?
It's good. The show is actually on Sunday at 1 p.m. So it is it's almost like a little appetizer for the folks who are coming to town for AEW Redemption. We're about 15 minutes away from the Bell Center, so people can come, check out our show, hop on over, and have a hell of a doubleheader. We're going to be on My AEW for international fans, obviously. The Redemption will be on My AEW as well. So we're very excited, and we have a really stacked show coming up, which I'd love to tell you about. With stars from Stardom, including Hazuki and Fuu-chan, wrestling your good friend, Nixie XS, and a battle of the influencers. We have a no-rules match between the Green Phantom and Jonathan Gresham against Mad Dog Connolly and Beastman. We have a double title match, the IWTV world title and Revolver world title, with Mance Warner defending against Hot Sauce Tracy Williams. We have Tom Lawler and Caprice Coleman on commentary. We have Veda Scott doing interviews. We've got a hell of a show planned that afternoon, and we're excited for people to come and check it out.
Now, when Tom and Caprice are doing commentary, which of these guys has to do play-by-play, and which one does color?
I think Caprice. I mean, that's something we have to discuss. You know, one of the things, since Walker Stewart has been on assignment at G1, we've had a kind of a rotating cast of characters. So, Tom, what do you think? What do you want to do?
Don't ask him.
Well, I watched Produce 2, and I couldn't help but notice that Ultramantis Black and Caprice Coleman were fantastic, but they both kept going, we're just two color commentators here. We're just two color commentators. And, you know, I regard Caprice Coleman very highly as a commentator, so I will defer to whatever it is that Caprice wants to do, but I am more than prepared to step in to the, well, normally I can fill people's shoes, but Walker Stewart is the biggest man in professional wrestling, and I cannot fill his shoes.
Guys, so. Adam, how well do you know Walker?
I know Walker pretty well.
Why did this guy not become a wrestler?
I mean, I don't know. He's got a velvet voice, and I think...
I mean, he's incredible at his job. I mean, he's outstanding, but, like, he's three times the size of Tom.
If I can step in on Walker's behalf and say, while professional wrestling, being in the ring, is a great job, it's exhilarating, there is no better job than sitting there watching people do professional wrestling and getting to call it. So Walker did the right thing.
Well, that is true. I'm just kind of astounded that he never apparently, I mean, maybe he did. I mean, that he never tried. He is
just because you're big,
mountain,
too, doesn't mean you don't have two left feet. You know, I'm bigger than most of the wrestlers too. But I'm very uncoordinated.
Now, Adam, what have you learned from show one to show three?
I've learned a lot about kind of DIY production and essentially, you know, what tricks that I've learned being an event producer and publicist over the last 20 years of how we can kind of fake a lot of the things that we don't have the budget to do, and, you know, like a TNA or a AEW or WWE, but still, you know, use the materials that we put together a competent television broadcast. You know, we're on my AEW, so we have to follow the rules of using sync licenses, licensed music, and such. You know, Triller, for example, had told a lot of their promotions that they didn't have. They had a RAA license, or they had an ASCAP license, and then they defaulted for about like $3 million for never paying the fees that they were owed. It's one of the reasons they're like, you know, the IAW started to begin with. So, like, really, it's created an opportunity for our office and our creative team to engage a lot of our friends, get rights to songs, make new music, make new art, make new videos, interstitials to kind of like fill the space. So there's a really steady flow on the air. I also, you know, like to book a lot of wrestlers because I feel like we're a great platform for people to get national attention. So we've got a lot of matches on our shows, like 11 matches, but I think we've done a good job, even though our show's been a bit long, of not having a lot of dead space. It's like all gas when you watch our shows. There's no like commercials that are like extensively long. All the matches are all action. And if there's things in between the matches, they are highly relevant content wise to what you're watching. So it's, you know, it's not passive viewing as far as wrestling goes. I would say it's very engaged.
I have to ask this question. The Tiger Mask retired on a Monday and was announced for your show on a Friday. What's up with this guy?
I don't know what's up with him in particular, but if you recall, in earlier this year, I had originally announced for the Jersey J Cup, which I booked, that we were going to do the Dynamite Kid versus Tiger Mask on that show for the first time ever. Tiger Mask 4 against Tommy Billington. Unfortunately, Tiger Mask had a kind of like an illness in his family. He couldn't travel to the United States. The match got canceled. I had a handshake agreement with Tommy Billington at that point that he would do that match with me. Of course, didn't wind up happening in the end. It wound up going to New Japan. And who am I to argue that Tiger Mask's retirement match in Japan should not be against Tommy Billington? But with having Rocky Romero as our co-producer and curator, we had a little bit of sway with New Japan. And we came up with an idea for another match that had never been done before, which was this generation's Tiger Mask and Dynamite Kid against this generation's and the next generation's Black Tiger. So I think, you know, we're being afforded a very generous opportunity by our partners at New Japan Pro Wrestling, by our curator Rocky Romero. And I'm very excited to give Tiger Mask, if it is his last match in the U.S., a proper send-off. Very likely to be his last match in New York City. So I think it's going to be something special.
What is the upcoming schedule? It seems like you're running basically every 2 weeks right now.
Yeah, so the upcoming schedule is this Sunday, 1 p.m., Pro Noir, an afternoon special, which will be taking place in Montreal. On August 3rd, a Monday night, we have Azucar, which has a massive lineup. We have Mystico against Rocky Romero. We have Hachicero against Minoru Suzuki. We have the Dynamite Kid and Tiger Mask against the Black Tigers. We have the 30-man Royal Rambo to crown the King of New York.
Yes, and Adam, I remember what you said when we talked about this match last time. You promised this Rambo will not suck.
It will not suck.
Well, that's disappointing.
It's gonna be a shoot.
Who wants to watch a good Rambo?
Unlike every other Rambo I have watched.
Yeah, come on. You gotta change the name if it's gonna be good.
And it's gonna be no BS. It'll be shoot 60 seconds. Every 60 seconds, somebody's gonna be in the ring. We're not gonna, you know, fudge it. We're just gonna go, you know, pure sports on this one. So it's gonna be
beyond excited to call that.
Tom, it's gonna be
pretty rapid.
You want to call a good match? Come on. All right. What else you got on the show that's going to actually be good?
We have the stars of Stardom on that show. Yeah. So we have Nixie XS, Jinai Kai, and Jordan Blade taking on Hazuki, Fuichan, and Rana Yagami. We have an all-star international six-woman tag with Siori, Alley Catch, and Emerson Jane. against Steph DeLander, Billy Starks, and Johnny Robbie, who's been killing it in CMLL. We have on the pre-show a Rev Pro title match. The new Rev Pro Tag Team Champions, Cowboy Way, Manders and Thomas Shire, taking on Violence and Forever, a first-time-ever match. And then we have a couple more matches, but then September 13th, we have a doubleheader. So I'm teaming up with the guys from Segunda Caída and Action Wrestling to bring Dean Sunday School to the White Eagle Hall in New Jersey. We have an awesome show planned. We've already announced that we're going to have Slade versus Mad Dog Connolly in a dog collar match. Mako against Tim Bosby. Old Man Young Boy and Angus Legstrong against Violence is Forever. And then that night, we have Janelis' Rex, curated by Joey Janela and Megan Bain, where we have some top independent wrestlers against wrestlers who people haven't really seen before, but who are the next generation of the best in the in the U.S. and Canada. So Megan Bain against 18-year-old Corinne Joy, Jonathan Gresham in a relentless title match against Rudy Lockhart, who had a very kind of breakout match against Mustafa Ali in Canada very recently, who he had put over very strongly as somebody you need to see on social media. We have Joey Janela against Flip Terry Sequoia, somebody who Joey thinks is going to be the next big high flyer. And this is actually going to be, as far as we know for now, the last show at the White Eagle Hall in Jersey City, New Jersey, because I've heard the owners want to turn it into a dinner theater. So I've signed a match between The Rejects, John Wayne Murdoch, and Reed Bentley against Effie and Mance Water. We're calling it the last stand at the White Eagle. Everything goes. So this match will be not for the faint of heart, and these are
like
four men with a reputation.
It's not an anything goes match. It is an everything goes match. That actually makes
everything
the match
goes.
Very different.
Everything goes, and we have a policy here in produce, right? You know, we have a lot of rules. We have the red card, yellow card. People talk about that, but we do have stipulation matches in the case where things cannot be resolved without them, or if it's in the interest of the business. And this match is in the interest of the business.
I think after watching that first show that I don't see any problem with produce running in a dinner theater.
Well, you know, they may not feel the same after the last stand at the White Eagle.
Well, that's
but we
true.
Will see.
That's true.
I mean, cannibals eat dinner.
That's true. Tom, have you ever been in like a mixed tag or anything with Janai Kai?
Not with her, no.
Okay.
I was in the first ever Stardom in New Japan mixed tag. So
all right.
Yes.
I watched her match. I don't think I'd make it out alive.
The Kick Demon.
Oh my God.
Janai Kai's awesome. You know, we have a lot of wrestlers with kind of MMA and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu background. You know, both of Nixie's partners in The Limit, her and Jordan Blade, have both Muay Thai and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu experience. Rebecca J. Scott, who debuted for us, the first class badass. She's actually, I bring it up because I'm in the airport right now. She's a flight attendant. She's also a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu blue belt. She's the independent champion in Dreamwave, Wrestle Pro, and Uprising. And she actually has an amateur MMA match coming up in August. And then she's going to Thailand to train Muay Thai and then come back to fight with us on September 13th. So she's going to have a match on that show as well, where we're actually bringing in a talent from AEW for her to wrestle, who has a BJJ background as well. We haven't announced it yet, but it's her versus Tadovic on that show.
How about that? Well, this coming Sunday is Montreal, and we're going to head to a quick
break.
Yes, we're going to head to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to tell you all. We're going to tell you all how to watch this and the AEW show if you want to do a doubleheader, if you're there live, everybody. If you want 33 straight hours of wrestling, have I got this Sunday for you. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch.
care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Adam Abdallah is joining us here today. Produce is coming up on Sunday in Montreal. An afternoon show prior to the AW pay-per-view, which is being moved an hour forward. And Adam, tell us everything we need to know in the next 90 seconds about this coming Sunday's show.
Yes, sir. On MyAEW, you can purchase Prodois for $14.95 or using the code. I'll give Tom one on this one. Produce Filthy. You can get our entire season package, 6 shows for $50, $40 off. So tune in. We're going to have stars of Stardom, New Japan Pro Wrestling, some of the best independent wrestlers in the United States, wrestling on Sunday at 1 p.m. in Montreal, Canada. And then next week, we return for the best show that weekend, August 3rd, in New York City, Azucar. Hachicero versus Minoru Suzuki, Rocky Romero against Mystico, a 30-man Royal Rambo, the stars of Stardom, as well as Tiger Mask for the Dynamite Kid against Black Tiger number 4 and Black Tiger 9. And we are bringing pro wrestling back to New York City. We are the New York territory for professional wrestling, and we expect you to be there in person. And Tom's going to be there. Tom's going to be there with Caprice Coleman in Montreal, and he's going to be calling the show with Ultramantis Black in New York City. So, you know, this is for the real sickos, and it's a show you can bring your friends to and not be embarrassed about.
All right, well, I want to wish you the best of luck, and Tom as well. That show's
the best job on the damn planet, Brian. I said it earlier.
The best
getting
job.
Getting a call, Produce Wrestling.
On the damn planet. Yeah. Check it out on Sunday, everybody. Best of luck, Adam, and we are out of here, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening here today. Back later on this weekend, we'll be covering the AW Redemption pay-per-view. Check it out. That's it. We'll talk to you again after a while.